The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Bill Kirstein with the National Alliance on Mental Illness from Spencer. He was the guest of Representative Jones of Clay and Senator Whiting of Dickinson. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Shay Wally Page from Eagle Grove.
Today, as we observe the National Alliance on Mental Illness Day on the Hill, we pray for our fellow citizens who suffer the effects of serious mental illness. We're not talking about quirky behavior or speech patterns unfamiliar to us. No, we're talking about and praying for those among us who fight daily battles with feelings of inferiority, hearing voices unheard by the rest of us, seeing things we don't see, or stressed and fearful related to the trauma, terror, or trials that they have endured and may still be enduring each day. May we exhibit compassion, caring, and courageous convictions that won't merely result in a better understanding of mental illness, but will truly be action-oriented in developing systems and priorities that make a difference in the quality of lives of all affected by stigma and apathy. Amen and amen.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2537 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act providing for business corporations, providing for certain fees and including effective date provisions.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2538 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the criminal defense of theft in the third degree and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2539 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act relating to the language and literacy development of for deaf and hard of hearing children.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2540 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act establishing a charity beer, spirits, wine event permit.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2541 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to the officer disciplinary action and establishing a legislative interim committee.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2542 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the practice and licensure of physician's assistants and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2543 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the inclusion of the value of child restraint system in a particular loss or total loss calculation for specified insurance settlement of first-party automobile loss and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 2544 by Berenger and others, a bill for an act relating to the practices of performing rights societies.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 2545 by Pritchard and others, a bill for an act relating to the establishment of the grant program and grant fund administered by the Department of Human Services and the Department and to provide grants for new and expanded licensed daycare centers and new or expanded registered child development homes.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2546 by Pritchard and others, a bill for an act related to the child and child dependent care credit available against the individual income tax and including retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2547 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the payment of required medical aid provided to prisoners.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the counter.
House File 2548 by Committee on Agriculture, a bill for an act regarding driving privileges of persons issued a special minor's driver's license who reside or are employed on a farm and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the counter.
House File 2549 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act related to the health insurance by certain peace officers of the Department of Public Safety.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the counter.
House File 2550 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the lobbyist client reports, including verification of and filing location for the reports and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2551 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act related to the price transparency for prescription drugs and cost sharing calculations by carriers and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the counter.
House File 2552 by Committee on Agriculture, a bill for an act providing for a notice regarding a hearing to be determined on how land within a drainage or levee district has been classified for purpose of assessing that land.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the counter. We'll now proceed to our Black History Month presenter of the day. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Crawford, Representative Holt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Our mistreatment was just not right, and I was tired of it. Rosa Parks. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Martin Luther King Jr. If you're walking down the right path and you're willing to keep walking, eventually you'll make progress. Barack Obama. We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. Martin Luther King Jr. How far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these. George Washington Carver. Living in the moment means letting go of the past and not waiting for the future. It means living your life consciously, aware that each moment you breathe is a gift. Oprah Winfrey. The whole world opened to me when I learned to read. Mary McLeod Bethune. Whatever is bringing you down, get rid of it, because you'll find that when you're free, your true self comes out. Tina Turner. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars, to change the world. Harriet Tubman. Have a vision. Be demanding. Colin Powell. In a world filled with hate, we must still dare to hope. In a world filled with anger, we must still dare to comfort. In a world filled with despair, we must still dare to dream. And in a world filled with distrust, we must still dare to believe. Michael Jackson. You're not obligated to win. You're obligated to keep trying, to do the best you can every day. Marian Wright Edelman. Life lessons within powerful quotes from African American leaders in our society. A few days ago in a Black History Month presentation, Representative Smith mentioned that he would fight and die for a constitution that perhaps really wasn't meant for him. I thought about Representative Smith's comments a lot while I was preparing my own. And while I have no way of knowing what was in the minds of our founders when they wrote the Declaration of Independence and Constitution, I believe the words that compose our founding documents were divinely inspired. Whether or not the founders intended their words to apply to all men and women, I cannot say. But I believe with all my heart that the God who inspired them to put pen to paper intended the words and principles that created the greatest experiment known to man to be for all people. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. From these words, from our Constitution, came countless Black heroes and leaders who have helped shape the destiny of our nation, to inspire us, encourage us, and push us to fulfill the true meaning of the words of our founding documents, Thank you to all of them, including those who are currently serving in this chamber. And since I started with great and inspiring quotes from African American leaders, let us end with this one from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's never the wrong time to do the right thing. Thank you.
Other announcements to come before the body. The chair recognizes the lady from Cerro Gordo, Representative Steckman. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. It is my distinct pleasure this morning to introduce members of the Habitat for Humanity organization. Behind me are two members from North Central, Habitat for North Central, Iowa, Melissa Schoenberg and Lisa Marie Oden. From Cedar Valley Habitat is Kelly Lamb. And from the state office is Julie Little. They will be downstairs until about 11 o'clock today. If you could stop by and visit with them, they do awesome things for our state and help people out that want to get their own home. Wonderful organization. So let's give them a house welcome, please.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Forbes. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. The Iowa Occupational Therapy Association invites you today to join therapists, students, and faculty in the rotunda from 1:30 to 4 p.m. today. Come learn more about occupational therapy in the state of Iowa and how occupational therapists can help fill the mental health care provider shortages. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Thank you, Representative Holt, for that presentation. That was wonderful. Democrats will caucus immediately after this morning's business in room 304, 305, where it is upstairs. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus immediately, and if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the afternoon committee blocks.
Is there any business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you have heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshuttle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. It appears that the ayes have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.